Is it possible to view the Northern Lights in Metro Vancouver in July? Yes, but they might appear slightly different than you expect. Locals have several chances to see the lights dance in the Lower Mainland this week, but they might look less intense and colorful than at other times of the year. The Aurora Borealis put on a spellbinding local display in May, glowing vibrant hues of purple and green overhead. However, most people will observe a milky or grayish manifestation that appears to retreat and return rather than potent colors. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has issued a minor, G1, geomagnetic storm watch for Wednesday, July 3. The storm is expected due to a coronal mass ejection, CME, producing filament eruption observed on June 29, see slide 2. The University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, calls for active auroral displays possible overhead on Tuesday, July 2 from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin, and Iqaluit to Juneau, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Sept Isles, and low on the horizon from Vancouver, Great Falls, Pierre, Madison, Lansing, Ottawa, Portland, and St. John's, see slide 3. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach and other areas where it is less likely. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. Related: Metro Vancouver Northern Lights viewing tips. Everything you need to know. Metro Vancouver weather forecast includes clearing skies for Northern Lights viewing. The UAF says locals may observe another display low on the horizon on Wednesday night. The aurora's activity is expected to be high midweek, meaning its green glow will extend further south on the continent. Not only may people in the Lower Mainland see the dancing lights, but folks in the Seattle area may also spot them, see slide 4. A third opportunity to view the lights is possible on Thursday, but they aren't expected to be as vibrant. Metro Vancouverites may spot the lights dancing low on the horizon, but the glow isn't likely to reach Seattle, see slide 5. Aurora chasers may look forward to promising sky-watching conditions this week. VIA's Downtown Center Weatherhood Station shows clearing skies commencing Tuesday, with a high of 22°C and a low of 15°C. Any residual cloud coverage is expected to dissipate Wednesday, providing ideal viewing conditions with a high of 20°C and an overnight low of 13°C. Thursday's forecast also includes mostly clear conditions with a high of 24°C and a low of 14°C. The 7-day forecast in Vancouver also calls for increasingly warm temperatures. Stay up to date with hyperlocal forecasts across 50 neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland with VIA's Weatherhood.